And now let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
All right, welcome back to the show. The year in review countdown is going to begin in just a couple of minutes, but before that, I saw this on the news blotter, and I just thought, well, you know, it hadn't happened since 1943, so we might as well talk about it on the political cesspool. The German military has won a battle. It's got a victory, not quite as illustrious as Stalingrad, but nevertheless, the German Navy says it has foiled an attempt by pirates to hijack an Egyptian cargo vessel off of Somalia. You know, those pirates are really causing a lot of problems out there, and that's not a joke. Six Somali pirates were captured by sailors of the frigate Karlsruhe, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, in the Gulf of Aden. However, the pirates were immediately released on orders of the German government. How about that? So the German Navy goes and stops these Somalian pirate from hijacking something, and as soon as it reaches, as soon as word of it reaches Berlin, they tell them to let them go. You can make sense of that, I guess. I can't. There have been more than 100 pirate attacks this year in the area, and several countries have deployed warships there. Anyway, I'm done with that story. I mean, how senseless. The Pope, now I tell you, I gotta give the Pope, some credit here. Even though I'm not Catholic, what's right is right. And at least the Pope isn't acting like Rick Warren to continue to reference that over and over. We can beat a dead horse to death here in the political cesspool. Gay groups are angry. I hate to even call them gay groups. They're sodomite groups, homosexual groups. Angry over the Pope's remarks. Gay groups, well, I'm reading the story again now. Homosexual groups and activists have reacted angrily after Pope Benedict said that mankind needed to be saved from a destructive blurring of gender. Speaking on Monday, the Pope said that saving humanity from homosexuality was as important as protecting the environment. Way to go, Pope! The comments were irresponsible and unacceptable. The United Kingdom's lesbian and gay Christian movement said. So the Pope rightfully says saving humanity from homosexuality ought to be a priority. And he catches flack from the lesbian and gay Christian movement? A little bit of a, what's the word I'm looking for? If I had a co-host, he could help me out here. Contradiction, maybe? But what am I going to do? At least he didn't retract it like Rick Warren would have done. What else did he say? I don't know. I like this story. I want to get off of it, but I can't. It's like a train wreck. You know, you just got to stick with it. The Pope said that defending God's creation was not limited to saving the environment, but also protecting man from himself. It was not out-of-date metaphysics to speak of human nature as man or woman, he said. It came from the language of creation. Pretty good story. The lesbian and gay Christian movement said that the Pope's remarks were gay bashing and bullying. Meanwhile, in America, four men gang raped a lesbian. Did you catch this story? It's not funny. I don't want to see anybody raped or violence or ill will befall anyone. But I got 5 seconds for break, so I'll tell you that when we come back. I know you want to hear about it. I'll give you that story when we come back. Then we'll do the top 10. We're back right after.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages. And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. I'll come and watch you sing and play.
Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIC card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold's Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770, because personal information should stay personal.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Okay, for the record, it's not funny. It's not something to be excited over when anyone is raped or robbed or murdered or whatever, no matter who they are, what they believe in. But here's the story, since I brought it up. Four men are sought in the gang rape of a lesbian here in the United States. I forget what story this comes from. I had that before, but that's not really important. But police are offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of four men who allegedly kidnapped and gang-raped for nearly an hour a 28-year-old Richmond woman who was left naked when they fled in her car. The crime, which occurred on December 13th, is being investigated. So it was in Richmond, Virginia. There you go. The crime, which occurred on December 13th, is being investigated as a hate crime, of course, because she was a lesbian. She wasn't, it would just be a regular old rape. Now, that I have a problem with. It's being investigated as a hate crime because of comments the suspect made, I guess I should say allegedly made, about the victim's sexual orientation, police said. The woman is openly lesbian and had a rainbow sticker on her license plate, which is, of course, a symbol of gay pride. And as we know, it's okay to be proud if you're homosexual. It's okay to be proud of if you're anything, except for a European American, of course. Anyway, I digress. The emotional impact has changed her life, said Lieutenant Mark Gagan, of the Richmond Police Department. It's an absolute nightmare for her to have gone through for 45 minutes, four strangers brutalizing her. And I agree with that. I mean, obviously. The police described the first suspect, believed to be the group leader, as a Latino man in his 30s. Surprise, surprise, who stands 5 foot 6 inches tall, weighs 180 pounds, and has black hair, brown. No, a Latino with black hair and brown eyes. The second suspect is described as an African-American man in his early 20s, about 5 foot 10 inches, also with black hair and brown eyes. He is known by the nickname Blue. The third suspect, also Latino, he is nicknamed Pato. Well, you know, at least you got an experience in diversity, being raped by Latinos and African-Americans, and she's a lesbian. I mean, that's kind of like the all-American picture these days, except for the crime, of course. But anyway, if you have any information about this crime in Richmond, you know, call the Richmond Police Department, the political cesspool. You know, that's what we do here. We're all about, you know, humanity and then the world and doing good deeds. So if anybody has information about that crime, let's try to do something about it. And while we're trying to do something about that, we want those men brought to justice. We want to see justice done there. We're going to see if Bill Rowland can come on the line tonight, because we got to do the top 10 year in review countdown here. We only get to do it once a year, and I don't want to do it alone. So even though Bill's having a family after Christmas, pre-New Year party tonight, okay, Bill says he's going to call back in a few minutes. Now, I wonder how long that is. Does anybody know how long that is? He says call back in a few minutes. He's going to call back in a few minutes. Well, we have got to – oh, he's here. Is he here? Let's find out. This is great radio. This is live radio, ladies and gentlemen. As we say every time we come on the show, we are live, unrehearsed, and unscripted. And God knows we prove it every single night. In moments like these, at least. Bill, are you there?
James, I am here with only very little voice, I'm afraid. So I have an entirely new radio voice tonight, and it's the...
How about that? You sound like Sonny Landham coming on here tonight.
Well, I'm doing my Sonny Landham impersonation, but it's not intentional.
Sonny Landham, of course, the Predator film star, good friend of ours. And Sonny actually called to wish me Merry Christmas the other day, so I got to hear that voice. That's why it's on my mind. But I got to thank Bill for coming on tonight. What a soldier. He's hung over on eggnog, but he's still here. He's got family, but he's still here in the trenches. He is the Stonewall Jackson of our time. That's what he is. And, Bill, thanks for coming on tonight. You know, it's always fun to do the Year in Review show, or the Year in Review Hour, as it were, now. And I didn't want to do it alone tonight because it just seemed beneath me to talk about our show by myself for now. I needed someone to bat it around a little bit, or it would seem a little excessive or in poor taste. So thanks for coming on and humoring me, particularly on a night where you got family in town. I know that's a sacrifice.
Well, it's my pleasure to be on. I don't know if it's everybody else's pleasure, but it's certainly mine. So,
well, Winston was supposed to come on tonight, but he got sleepy, and you know how that is.
Right.
So anyway, Bill, that being said, we've had a pretty good show tonight. I've had a lot of fun. I've entertained myself. And hopefully the rest of the audience has been entertained as well. We've covered a lot of ground, a couple of great guests, Dr. Yuri Maltsev, Dr. F. Roger Devlin. That seems like it was a week ago. It was only 2 hours ago. But all right, anyway, without further ado, Bill, as you know, we go through a lot every year to bring this show to the listening audience. We have a lot of great shows. We have a lot of great guests, a lot of great activities and fanfare and trials and tribulations off the air. And when you try to pare it down to just 10 events or interviews, to make up your top 10 list for any given year, and this is, of course, our fourth calendar year to be on the air, it's a hard thing to do. But we're going to start with 10 and work our way down over the course of the next 45 minutes and see what we can do. In the spirit of being on here and doing what we're doing now with the Year in Review show, another event that we do each year, which is also fun, this comes in at number 10 on our countdown, is the annual birthday review, which took place this year on October 25th. That was the evening in which you, Bill, and myself, and Winston Smith, and Eddie the Bombardier Miller, Art Frith, Pete Stanton, we all got on the line, shot from the hip with no rehearsal about what it means to host this show and looking back on the last 4 years, as we always do on our birthday. And it's, as you know, Bill, very, very rare in which all of the hosting staff of this program is on the show at the same time, and one of those times it seems like it always happens is on our birthday, and so that's number 10 in the countdown when we came on together and
made magic. And flattered each other.
That's all we do, isn't it? I mean, it's terrible, but it's always fun. And it is, you know, in all sincerity and seriousness, even though we did flatter ourselves and talk about how great it is to host this show, it's great to have all of us, all the team on the line or in studio at the same time, because it's just a very rare occurrence, as we all are volunteers. We all do this show in our spare time, and we have little of that. And when we all are able to get together, be it on the phone or in person, it's very special. So the birthday celebration that we do each year on or about October 26th, because it was October 26th of 2004, that was our first show, always special to me, and I know it is to you too, Bill.
Yes, very, very, very much so.
Now, number 9 on the list, this comes from Peter Stanton. Peter Stanton is the reason for the number 9 on the top 10 of 2008 memories. As you know, Bill, he crashed not one, not two, but 3 Obama rallies and a John McCain, Sarah Palin rally. And in all 4 instances, he was there with his handmade political cesspool sign, and as a result of which, tens of thousands of Virginians had no clue of what to make of the guy with the poorly made sign. Pete also harassed other radio stations on behalf of the cesspool and got some publicity. As a matter of fact, some media entities, and this happened just before the election, there was some newspaper that tried to tie Sarah Palin and John McCain to our show as a way to label them as radicals, as if we'd ever dream of associating with rabble like McCain and Palin. But there it is, number 9, Bill, Pete Stanton with his homemade political cesspool sign making the news and bringing John McCain and Sarah Palin down to our level. Your thoughts?
What an activist Stanton is. I mean, the guy has absolutely no reason to go out and hold up a political cesspool sign except out of dedication, love, and and loyalty. So my salute to Pete Stanton, and he certainly deserves a slot in the top 10 shows.
Absolutely, and you know, you're right about that. And in fact, on 2 of those 4 occasions, he did it on his lunch break, and he was not put up to that. That wasn't a stunt. That wasn't something that we paid him to do. God knows we don't have any money. He did it out of his love and devotion to the program, and we wish all of our fans and listeners would take that sort of initiative. The show would continue to grow at a much faster rate. But number eight, in the countdown, Bill, happened on June 1st. That was the day that the political cesspool returned to the airwaves, and people are wondering, how did you return? Well, of course, there in February of this year, we made the collective decision to take a couple of months off of live broadcasting. We were still being played in syndication, and repeat shows were being aired on WLRM and on Dixie Broadcasting at the time. But from February to June, we were not in live production. And then on June 1st, we returned to the live airwaves, Bill, after that brief absence. And it was a great show. It was a show that, of course, paved the way for the growth that we would endure over the course of the last 6 months. And it was a great show in terms of content and quality, too, as Dr. Virginia Abernathy and Dr. Kevin McDonald were on hand as our guests on that comeback show.
Yeah, that was an unexpected event. Although we had given the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League fair warning that we would be back and stronger and better than ever. So, I mean, it was a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Well, it was. It kind of deflated them too. They were so happy to see us go after 3.5 years. Really didn't go anywhere, as we were still being played, and as I said, the repeats were still being played. So we were still on the radio every night. But then when we came back, it seems as though that 3 months gave us a chance to really get down to brass tacks. And when we came back, I mean, well, we're going to talk about that more as we continue the countdown with number 7 right after this next commercial break. Bill Rowland's still reeling from Christmas and family. And here with a raspy voice tonight, we both got colds. But here we are. Again, like I said, Bill, fallen timbers. I mean, when people think about heroic actions, they're going to think about Nathan Bedford Forrest, they're going to think about Normandy, and they're going to think about me and you here with colds hosting the show tonight.
I think it's going to be in the history books.
We're going to continue that with number 7 on the top 10 countdown right after this.
Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Let's go.
Woo! Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIC card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold's secure sleeve and secure badge holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770 because personal information should stay personal.
Go to DrinkJujube.com. That's DrinkJujube.com. And find out what two dangers you really do face today and how drinking the juice of the jujube fruit protects you against both. The jujube fruit has been used in Chinese medicine for almost 4,000 years. At DrinkJujube.com, find out why thousands of people, including football star John Elway, featured there in a CBS TV interview, are drinking every day the energizing juice of the powerful, concentrated, free radical-fighting nutritional drink of jujube, plus seven other highly acclaimed fruits and berries, 12 essential vitamins, and 68 minerals, all in highly absorbable, bio-ready, convenient one-ounce servings. In today's fast-paced, stressful, toxin-filled environments, you need the extra edge to stay that cut above. DrinkJujube.com.
And now let's return to the political cesspool.
All right, as we continue on now, we are in our annual year in review segment, and for the rest of the program, we're going to continue to count down our top 10 memorable moments of 2008 here in the political cesspool. We're down to number 7, with number 10 being our annual birthday party, our on-air birthday bash, which occurred this year on October 25th. Number 9, Pete Stanton crashing the Obama and McCain rallies in Virginia. Number 8, our return to live production on June 1st, and that brings us now down to number 7, Bill, in an interview that you left more than a few fingerprints on. It occurred just a few weeks ago on November 29th when Ted Nugent dived into the political cesspool for a live interview. Bill, you were the one who orchestrated that. What say you about number 7 on the countdown, Ted Nugent?
Ted Nugent is an unexpected pleasure for the show, of course, and came on and did a fantastic interview. Really, a lot of personality, a lot of energy, a lot of charisma in that interview, and he certainly, I think, wowed our audience and really boosted our show in terms of prestige and in terms of recognition. And, you know, I think we owe a big debt of gratitude for Ted Nugent for having the courage to come on the most notorious radio show on the airwaves. So, he did us a tremendous service by coming on, and we hope to have him back on again. But Ted Nugent, he's a rock star and he made this show, you know, a big hit. I mean, in terms of a big stage, production, that night. And certainly, it'd be hard, be hard to follow Ted Nugent on the air, and we've just got to think of the next big guest we'll have that's on the same footing as Ted.
Well, it'll be hard to do, but it's a challenge that we look forward to accepting as we head into 2009 on the program. And, you know, we continue to get calls, Bill, it seems every show, from folks who are saying they're a first-time listener and they're loving the show. We got a couple of those tonight, and the show continues to grow so much, in fact, that our website is down right now, the second time this month it has gone down due to heavy traffic. But don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have over 800 shows in our broadcast archives at thepoliticalcesspool.org, and they are all just as good as the one you're listening to now. And, you know, people forget that we were on the air. We were doing live shows five nights a week until we got picked up by RBN and we switched to a weekly format. We were grateful for that. But a lot of shows at thepoliticalcesspool.org, including this one, which comes in at number 6 on our countdown. And it seems as though number 6 is awfully low for this show, which was, in fact, one of the most memorable in the entire history of the program. It should probably be ranked higher than 6. I don't know who put this compilation together. I think it was Pete Stanton himself. But on June 8th, Bill, which is a very notorious day in the history of the United States, we had a very memorable show. On June 8th of this year, we had three of the surviving crewmen of the USS Liberty. It was one of the most emotional shows in the history of the program, and it was a show in which cesspool listeners learned firsthand the real story about the attack on the U.S. warship by Israel and the attempted cover-up. It was a show that was aired live on the actual anniversary of the event. The Liberty was attacked on June 8th. We had three survivors, Ron Kukol, Gary Brummett, and RBN's own Phil Turney, on with us live on June 8th. And the show, that show actually, in addition to being great radio and great a great interview of historical significance, paved the way for RBN picking up the Political Cesspool 2 months later.
Well, exactly. And of course, our hats are off to Phil Turney for his assistance and all of his help in getting us on the air here. And, you know, this is an important story in terms of historical significance, but also in terms of current events, because what happened to the USS Liberty certainly foreshadowed what's happening in the United States in terms of the underhanded way that our government uses our military and lies to the American people and remains on the leash of Israel in terms of a foreign policy. So it was a very important show, I think, in awakening people to just the deviousness and the duplicity and the treachery of people not only in our own government, but also the people in Israel who would kill American soldiers who yet are put their lives on the line for Israel yet again in Iraq and Afghanistan and elsewhere. But,
I would ask the question, what radio show besides the Political Cesspool would in this day and age even cover such a topic? And it's so sad. And then obviously the answer is, well, RBN has the Liberty Hour, in which Phil Turney and Mark Glenn talk about this stuff every week. And hats off to Mark Glenn for the role he played in bringing us here, too. But the fact remains, on June 8th, the History Channel, I mean, everybody should be trying to find whatever Liberty survivors there are left still with us and doing shows with them. And I don't know of any show other than our own on that day, June 8th, that did a memorial show as we did. That's absolutely sad. But, Bill, we've only got 60 seconds left, but it's just sad that, you know, these guys should be the focus every June 8th in righting the wrongs there. And getting the story out. And I don't know of any other show besides ours that did it on the actual day. That was actually a Saturday. We were on Saturdays back there in June. Excuse me, a Sunday afternoon. And we're on Saturdays now. Blah. It's one of those nights. Anyway.
The Political Cesspool will continue to report on this story and will continue to recount it until as many Americans who have ears to hear.
Bill, set tight. Got to go to break. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up there right after.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIT card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold's secure sleeve and secure badge holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770, because personal information should stay personal.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host at the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, very special segment here now. As we said at the top of the show, we're halfway through it, the third hour tonight. It's our year-in-review hour. It's something we do on the last broadcast of every calendar year, and the next time we see you next Saturday, we will be in 2009. So no more time more appropriate than to do the year-in-review than this, our last few minutes of the last show of the year. We're down to number 5 on the top 10 countdown of our most memorable moments here in the cesspool over the last 12 months. It could be an on-air interview. It could be something that happened off the air. It's been a little of both so far. We're down to number 5, Bill. And number 5 actually was a week-long event. It was an event or a happening that occurred from June 16th through June 22nd of this year. June 22nd was actually my birthday, so maybe that's what it was. But more importantly than that even, it was the week we spent with Tom Sunek. And, Bill, you remember that, I'm sure, as vividly as I do. Give people the breakdown of what happened then.
Tom Sunek, of course, is the Croatian writer and philosopher who came to Memphis, and we took Tom Sunek on sort of a tour of the Mid-South, showed him the sights, and he came to promote his new book, which is Homo Americanus, The Postmodern Man, a fantastic book, which is available on Amazon.com, by the way, and that's Tomislav Sunek, S-U-N-I-C, Homo Americanus. But You know, we got to spend some time with someone who truly understands issues of race and culture and ethnicity, both here and overseas. And it's amazing.
It was great. He was such a great guy. And, of course, he had been on the show three or four times in advance of him actually coming on the ground from Croatia to Memphis to be with us. And we put him up at a very nice hotel and enjoyed a lot of dinners that week with our colleagues on the ground here, Bill, among which being, of course, Winston Smith and Eddie Miller and others, our families. It was a great week. I mean, and I'm talking about a full week of spending time with a guy, an intellectual like Tom Sunick, and going out to the orchard and picking fruit and just sharing stories and fellowship. And then, of course, we all traveled to Alabama together that very week for the annual Council of Conservative Citizens National Conference. And, of course, you and I, Bill and Tom Sunick, all gave presentations there. And then at the conclusion of that great event, which all of this was happening in the same week, we came back to Memphis, and he was our guest live in studio for the June 22nd broadcast of the Political Festival, and that was a great show. So very big week there with Tom Sunick, number five on the countdown. What else? I mean, what else can you say about it?
Well, you can say that a better week was never spent, and I don't think a better interview was ever conducted on the show.
And if you want to, see what Bill was talking about, I don't guess you can see it. I guess you would have to hear it. Go to our broadcast archives when our website comes back up, which should be sooner rather than later. ThePoliticalCesspool.org. Go back to the show date of June 22nd. It was a riveting interview at the conclusion of a very, very fun and enlightening week with Dr. Thomas Lobstevich. Now, getting down to the top four, Bill, it gets a little thick. All right? The top four events were very hard to put in any sort of order because they were also monumental. But number four, coming in at number four, it was very special to me, of course, because it was because of this man that I originally got involved in politics at all. And every time he comes onto the show, I have a little hint of nostalgia and sentimentalism harkening back some 8 years ago. And then, of course, every time he comes on the show, we get a whole lot of publicity. June 29th, number four on the list, June 29th, a live appearance by Pat Buchanan and the firestorm that followed. Bill, your thoughts on that? I'm sure you remember it as well as I do.
Of course, Buchanan came on to promote and discuss and talk about his book, which was World War II. It dealt with World War II, Churchill and the Unnecessary War. And, of course, this book was and is highly controversial, extremely I guess revisionist is the best way I could put it. And, of course, Buchanan came on at the peril of his reputation to promote his book on our notorious show. And as you would expect, the Anti-Defamation League knee-jerked and jumped like a frog on a hot brick when Buchanan came on the show. But Pat Buchanan, to his credit, stood up to him, thumbed his nose at him, and we forged ahead together. And, of course, his book went, I think, to the top of the New York Times bestsellers list. So
It did. And, you know, Pat was on the show also in 2006 to promote a book he had released back then, and he caught a lot of flack for coming on the show. And then he came on again, knowing full well what was inevitably going to happen to him for coming back with us. And, of course, you know, when you say we are a notorious program, that is, of course, the reputation that the ADL would want people to believe. We are, in fact, obviously a very good, very wholesome program, and we have great guests and I think very stellar interviews, and we are a very honest and sincere show. We're a great radio program, but certainly notorious to the people who are trying to deconstruct the America as we know it. But anyway, Pat Buchanan was back on in June 29th of this year on the live show, and when the ADL went after him this time, it was republished everywhere. It was, at the time, the biggest, and this superseded my appearances on CNN and everything else that had happened, probably the biggest crush of media attention we had ever had when Pat Buchanan came back on the show June 29th. And in response to all of this negative publicity he was getting as a result of his appearance on the Political Cesspool, he took the interview and posted it to his own website. And you got to admire a guy that'll do that. So that's number four on the countdown, Pat Buchanan's return to the Cesspool on June 29th of this year. Now, Number three, Bill, you will remember August 17th, undoubtedly, for the day I had a meltdown during a very suspicious, inauspicious, I don't know what the word I'm looking for here, You remember me going completely bonkers during a commercial break in studio August 17th at WLRM Radio. Number three on the countdown, the Jerome Corsi affair.
You know, James, you looked like somebody had dropped a tear gas canister in the control booth because you were jumping around and enraged because, of course, Dr. Corsi had actually set up the interview with us and had asked to come on the air. And I think it was 5 minutes before his appearance, we got an email that said, oops, my plans have changed, and due to scheduling conflict or some such nonsense, he was unable to make it on the show. But, of course, we forged ahead, and, you know, despite...
And Sam Dixon ended up coming on that show, and it probably ended up being even better than what it would have been. And I harbor no ill will towards Corsi. You know, he's been on the show three times as it was. He was on July 20th of this year talking about some issues, and he said he wanted to come back in August to promote his book, obviously, The Abomination. And anyway, canceling his appearance at the last minute did not spare – the media did not spare him from his skewering. And as a matter of fact, it made him only look even more, I think, silly, unfortunately. And that ended up trumping the Buchanan press that we had received just a month earlier in terms of probably the most intense media scrutiny that has ever been laid on this program. I mean, that really was put everywhere and over again, in fact, because he did acquiesce, whereas Buchanan held the line. That kind of lasted a week. The Corsi thing drew out for several weeks. And if you want to relive any of this, ladies and gentlemen, go to our blog, go to our archives. Just simply Google Jerome Corsi Political Cesspool, and no doubt you'll find 10 or 12 Google pages full of articles documenting that. But it was certainly memorable, so it comes in at number three on the countdown, and I don't know what more you can say about that other than it gives us a good story to tell, and I really like telling the story off air because then I can make my remarks a little more colorful. And you know I'm a pretty colorful guy, Bill.
Well, of course, and you're right. It's a good thing we had Sam Dixon on because, of course, Sam Dixon is eloquent, brilliant, and entertaining. And I don't think the show could have gone better with anybody. You know, having Sam Dixon on is always a pleasure and a delight, and informative. And of course, we'll have Sam Dixon on again.
Yeah, Sam Dixon was on. Well, I'm going to get to that. Actually, right now, Sam Dixon is a part of the number two, the top two now, of the top 10 most memorable moments of the political cesspool's year that was this 2008. Our number two in the top 10 countdown of the most impactful, most memorable moment of the year happened on September 1st, September 1st, a day that I'm sure everyone remembers. As fondly as I do, September 1st was, in fact, Bill, the day that we debuted right here on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. That was the day in which our fan base exploded to unprecedented levels after RBN made the decision to begin carrying our show. Obviously, RBN has done more than a little to help speed up the cesspool juggernaut. And guests on that very first RBN debut show included Michael Andrew Grissom, Joe McCutcheon, Reverend Ted Pike, and the aforementioned Sam Dixon. A big day all the way around, a quartet of great guests, and a debut on a nationally syndicated radio network. You can't get much better than that. And, in fact, it doesn't get any better than that. That was the best memory of this year, even though it's not number one on the countdown.
Well, that was a chorus line.
Fill your thoughts.
That was the chorus line, no doubt. If you were going to have five guests on to debut a show, they would be the five you would pick, I would, in my mind. To really.
So that's why we picked them. I mean, you know, that wasn't done by happenstance or coincidence. We said, we got to come out of the gates and really set the tone for all these new listeners about what kind of show this is. And we said, okay, let's get Grissom, let's get McCutcheon, let's get Dixon, let's get Pike. And that'll be a pretty good representation of where we're coming from.
A pretty
accurate
landscape,
you know,
yeah.
Certainly it's only continued since then.
A pretty good view of the landscape when it comes to the political cesspool would be those five guests.
And they all talked about something different. You know, Pike was talking about hate crimes. Dixon was talking about, I'm sure, something eloquent. I don't, you know, that's the thing about Sam. When you see him on the lineup, well, you know, obviously when Pike's on, he's going to be talking about his issue. When Grissom's on, he's going to be talking about the Confederacy or something to do with Southern heritage, which is great. And McCutcheon's going to be talking about immigration. But with Sam, you never know what he's going to be talking about because he's an expert on everything. I don't remember what he talked about that night, but I know it was good. and that really was a good and, dare I say, diverse sampling of what this show really embodies with four of our all-time favorite guests. That, again, number two on the countdown, the September 1st debut of The Political Cesspool on RBN. Now, number one, it, like I said, just because it's number one doesn't mean it was a good thing because it wasn't pleasant, I tell you, even though the end result was relieving, and then the end result was, I guess, a bit of an accomplishment. Number one, just in terms of the sheer magnitude of the situation and that which we had to go through, even though, Bill, you didn't go through it, I know you watched it from a close distance. Happened just last month, November 8th. It was the Euro conference here in Memphis. We covered it last month. It's been well documented, so we're not going to go through it all again. But it, when I think back on what's happened to me this year as a result of my capacity as host of this program, nothing is more distinguishable or memorable than that hell that we went through in Memphis, November 8th, the week of November 8th. Bill, remind people what it was about.
Well, it was about the ability of the media to terrorize the management of a hotel and, in fact, an entire community. And it shows the extent of the Bolshevik control over our society and over our communities that no one knows is there until they try to express themselves and exercise their freedom of speech. And certainly the Euro conference was painted by the media as to be almost a gathering of bloodthirsty terrorists, when in fact it was a gathering of intellectuals and like-minded people and people who were only coming to discuss the future and the well-being of European Americans. And it was nothing more than that. So,
well, and I've never seen before, and you know, and I'm only 28, and certainly there's been more flagrant offenses. But never before in my life have I seen firsthand such flagrant violation of your most basic civil rights as an American citizen, the right to free assembly, the right to have your contract honored, your legally binding contracts honored. The right was taken away from us to assemble or and speak. And all that happened, Bill, just, you got to pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, my sinuses are acting up here. That all happened just literally 3 days after Obama was elected president of the United States. So a pretty memorable week, I would to say the least, that which we endured. And at the end, it was quite triumphant. And, you know, so many people were tuning into RBN that week, November 8th, that that is the only program that we've hosted. The guests that night were Peter Gemma, David Duke, and Roan Garcia-Quintana. That is the only show that we've broadcast on RBN that was not able to be salvaged in the archives because the RBN servers were crashing. So many people were coming to RBN in light of the Obama election, and so that one was not there in the archives, although it did air without glitch live. That was one for the books, even though you won't be able to listen to it again. You can find more information about it by searching Euro Conference in Memphis, and I tell you, yeah, that's number one on the list of the most memorable moments of 2008. But what about you, ladies and gentlemen? What have been, you, we have just a couple of moments left in tonight's broadcast, and it's been a great one, a fast one. What are your most memorable moments? Who were your favorite guests that we sit down and talk to this year? I'd like to hear from you if you want to call in, if you're still awake out there, close to midnight here, Central Time. But if you're still with us, give us a call real quick, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. What was your favorite political cesspool moment of this year? Who was your favorite guest? Give us a call. Pretty simple question. I want to hear from you on it. And, Bill, is there anything that I've left out that you thought was particularly memorable in 2008, a very big year, the biggest ever for this show?
Being a host or a guest on the political cesspool is like going to the carnival. There are so many bright lights, so many big rides, so much, so many treats that you lose the ability to distinguish one big thrill from another, you know, as the longer you're on this show. So all I could say is it's been a great roller coaster ride, and it's been the biggest thrill of my life. That I can remember, besides the birth of my children and my marriage. But, that's the thing, is each show that we bring on is just a big thrill. And for me, when I look back over my shoulder at the shows in the past, I mean, it's just one brightly colored, extravaganza. And so it's hard for me to remember individual shows because they've all been so absolutely so fantastic. And of course,
I always feel guilty when you're putting together a compilation of your favorite moments and most memorable interviews, because you're right, Bill. I mean, my goodness, look at what we've had this month alone. I mean, the Joe Sobern interview on December 6th, I mean, a legend. Yeah, Alan Stang was on that show. I mean, you know, Paul Gottfried has been on this month. Doug McKenzie, Stephen Baskerville, tonight with Drs. Moss, Stephen, and Devlin, respectively. We got to go to break, but we'll continue and conclude, actually, when the cesspool returns. I got to go blow my nose. We'll be back
of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIC card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold's secure sleeve and secure badge holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770, because personal information should stay personal.
Hi there. The Political Cesspool listeners are well-informed and proactive. Have you heard much about the killer MRSA in your area? Here's some information I'll bet you didn't know much about. We've come across doctors who don't know. Visit 12diseases.com, where you'll find an ebook about how to protect your child from the 12 diseases your mother never told you about. Guard parent. Things like deadly MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, rampant in hospitals, schools, and clinics, or Chagas, known well south of the border, and many others we might have heard about, but think, we don't have to worry about that. This is not some encyclopedia or complex medical book. You'll learn quickly about 12 emerging or re-emerging diseases that have horrible consequences for the health and well-being of your children. It's written in a plain, easy-to-read format that anyone can understand. That's 12diseases.com.
Did you boogie with your baby in the back row of the movie show? And did you boogie there because you had nowhere else that you could go?
And now let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
You just heard Bill Rowland and myself count down. Oh, that was on cue. That was real. All right, you just heard Bill Rowland and myself count down the top 10 most memorable moments of 2008 as hosts of this program, number 10 being our birthday special on October 25th, number 9 being Pete Stanton's party crashing of the McCain and Obama rallies, number 8 The Political Cesspool's returned to live production after a two-month break. Number 7, the Ted Nugent interview of November 29th. Number 6, the USS Liberty interview of June 8th. Number 5, our week with Tom Sunick. Number 4, the Pat Buchanan interview of June 29th. Number 3, the Jerome Corsi affair. Number 2, our debut show on RBN. And number 1, the Euro Conference happened just last month. It's been a busy year, Bill, a big year. Again, our biggest ever, our most successful ever, as the listening audience of this program continues to grow and the sterling reputation of this program continues to sparkle. We're going to be hard-pressed to make 2009 more momentous than 08 was. But since 2004, we've somehow found a way to best ourselves each and every year. You think we can do it again come next week, beginning next week?
Well, this show will certainly be remembered as the sick bed show, the last show of the year, which we've literally dragged ourselves to the very end here now, you know, like the end of a marathon.
A beleaguered Bill Rowland speaks.
Yeah, and of course next year is going to be a bigger year, and I look forward to it, and I'm positive that we're going to break new ground next year. We're going to have some more controversial shows. We're going to make some more people mad. We're going to inspire some more people. We're going to bring people out of the fog of propaganda that they have been under for most of their lives, many of them. We're going to call on people to take action against the Bolshevik government that's coming into power, and we're going to see the entirely new audience develop once this new regime is in power long enough. You know, many people are going to come here as a refuge, and we invite them to come. We extend our hand. We extend our voices to them. Listen to us. There is hope out there. Don't get discouraged. The future belongs to us, not to these wretched liberals who've destroyed our society, destroyed our culture, trying to destroy our race. We're not going to stand by and watch it happen. We're standing on the front lines, and we're waiting for you to join us. And that's what I've got to say about this year, and that's what I've got to say about next year.
Bill, it's never a lie when I say I could not have said it better myself. And with 30 seconds left, the only thing I can say now is thank you for coming on in this the last, that was a quick hour. Thanks for sitting in with me, Bill, for the year in review countdown. Go take a cough drop, snuggle up, hug the pillow. We'll see you next week, and we'll see you all next week. Two, or should I say y'all, the y'all next week when the Political Cesspool breaks ground on a brand new year, January 2009. We'll see you then next Saturday. As always, 9 p.m. to midnight live on RBN. Check out our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, for Bill Rowland and the rest of the hosting and production staff of this award-winning program. I'm James Edwards. Thanks for a great year, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us tonight in the Political Cesspool. To learn more about us or to make a donation to help keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
My name is Jeff Lawrence. I'm